الحمد لله رب العالمين، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، all praise is due to Allah and we ask Allah to exalt the mention and grant peace to the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, his companions and all those who follow them on their righteous path until the day of judgment. Brothers in Islam, continuing with Tafsir Surah Al-Baqarah, particularly verse 164. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله. تفضل.
In the creation of the heaven and the earth, in the creation of night and day, the shape which we sail through the sea with that which is of use to mankind. In the water, rain which Allah sends down from the sky makes the earth alive therewith, after its death, in the moving, every creature of all kinds that he has scattered their limbs. And in the building of winds and clouds which are kept between the sky and the earth, are in the ayah, rope, evidence, etc.
بارك الله فيك. يقول الشيخ رحمة الله عليه: أخبر تعالى أن في هذه المخلوقات العظيمة آيات، أي أدلة على وحدانية الباري وإلهيته وعظيم سلطانه ورحمته وسائر صفاته، ولكنها لقوم يعقلون. الشيخ رحمة الله said, Allah the Exalted had informed us that these great creation are signs or proofs or evidences that indicate the uniqueness of the Creator and the fact that He is the only one who has the ultimate, the only divine being who deserves worship. And it also informs us of the greatness of the majesty of Allah, His mercy and other attributes of His. But it is only for people of understanding. لِقَوْمٍ يَعْقِلُونَ. And يَعْقِلُونَ comes from what word?
عَقْل.
عَقْل, which is a mind. And you know why it's called the عَقْل? Because it actually prevents the person, it's like an arrest. It prevents the person from doing that which is not befitting. So that's why it's called the عَقْل, because it's like a preventing element that stops you from doing foolishness. So you say he has aql, he has a mind that stops him. And so yaqilun are people who understand, people of understanding, people who have a brain, not the feeble minded. أي لمن لهم عقول يعملونها فيما خلقت له فعلى حسب ما من الله على عبده من العقل ينتفع بالآيات ويعرفها بعقله وفكره وتدبره. So the Shaykh said, so this is for those who have brains whom they use for that which the brain was created for. The mind, for the purpose it was created for. So these, depending on how much Allah bestows His favor upon particular servants, some more than others, then according to that gift of intellect that Allah gives them, they will use that in order to benefit from the pondering upon the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the signs, using one's brain and intellect and reflection and pondering. ففي خلق السماوات في ارتفاعها واتساعها وإحكامها وإتقانها. For instance, in the creation of the heavens, the Shaykh said, meaning in its transcendency, the fact that the heavens are high, you know, they're above, they're not right, it's not right above your head, you can't just grab it. وَاتِّسَاعِهَا, its vastness, it's vast. وَإِحْكَامِهَا وَإِتْقَانِهَا, and the fact that إِتْقَانِ, وَعَلَيْكُمْ السَّلَامِ, is being done in a perfect way. It's just so well designed, so perfect. If you read the beginning of Surah Al-Mulk, فَرْجِعِ الْبَصَرِ هَلْ تَرَى مَنْ فُطُورِ, return the sight. And they only get, your sight will get tired trying to find faults in the creation of Allah, trying to find faults in the heavens, and you will never be able to do so. It's just a perfect creation of Allah, it's been perfected. وَمَا جَعَلَ اللَّهُ فِيهَا مِنَ الشَّمْسِ وَالْقَمَرِ وَالنُّجُومِ وَتَنْظِيمِهَا لِمَصَالِحِ الْعِبَادِ. And what Allah has placed therein from the sun and the moon and the stars, and the fact that all of them are arranged in order to benefit the creation. You know, people are able to study, you know, astrology, and they can actually pick up some things from the movement of the stars. And the stars are used in the Quran in general as means of guidance for people who are trying to go in a particular direction. Now they have what they call a GPRS, something that, you know, now the machine speaks to you, you know, says go left, you know, you're, or something along these lines. But back then they didn't have any of this stuff, man, not on a camel at least. So they had to use the stars actually to know in which direction to travel. Upon as Allah mentioned in many other ayat in the Quran. وفي خلق الأرض مهادا للخلق يمكنهم أو يمكنهم القرار عليها والانتفاع بما عليها والاعتبار. And also the creation of the earth, how it was laid out and flattened, so the people are able to settle upon it. You know, imagine if the earth, if, like for example, the scholars say, if the earth wasn't in the fashion that it is right now, if you were unable to walk on the earth, because the soil, for example, is so soft that there's no place on earth where you can actually walk, it'd be difficult to live. You can't build any, you know, construction. You can't possibly survive. You can't travel anywhere because earth is not, you can't move on it. But Allah has made it in such a way where you're able to move on it. Not only that, the earth is like in a sphere, right? And you know, you may be walking around and you don't fall. Right? What do you call that force?
Gravity,
huh? Hey, checking your science skills. طيب, so the fact that Allah made the people able to benefit from it, you know, you plant, you travel, you build homes and so on and so forth, and wal-i'tibar, and also reflection as well, meaning, you know, you use that to recognize the oneness of Allah. ما يدل ذلك على انفراد الله تعالى بالخلق والتدبير وبيان قدرته العظيمة التي بها خلقها. Also, all that actually will indicate the uniqueness of Allah as the creator and his creation, and in regulating the affairs, and his great ability, his omnipotence, that he created this earth. And I mean, the Shaykh will deal with that inshallah later. We will deal with that. طيب. وحكمته التي بها أتقنها وأحسنها ونظمها. And also the wisdom of Allah by which he had perfected this creation of this earth, and he made it just, you cannot wish for anything better. You know, you cannot think of what would be better than the way it is right now. وعلمه ورحمته التي بها أودع ما أودع من منافع الخلق ومصالحهم وضروراتهم وحاجاتهم. And his vast knowledge and mercy that through, by which he had placed therein what he has placed in the earth, which is means of benefit for the creation, for their necessities and their needs. وفي ذلك أبلغ الدليل على كماله واستحقاقه أن يفرد بالعبادة لانفراده بالخلق والتدبير والقيام بشؤون عباده. And in that there's the greatest evidence about the perfection of Allah Azza wa Jal, and him being the one deserving of true to be singled out in worship, because he's the only one who creates, and he's the only one who regulates and arranges the affairs of his slaves. And this is the methodology of the Quran and the Prophet ﷺ, that they will always try to catch the people, bring them on to the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, huh? The Tawheed of divinity or ibadah, the worship, through acknowledging Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. So if a kafir, a Christian or otherwise, acknowledges that it is Allah who created, Allah who fashions, Allah who regulates the affairs, then how do you dedicate worship to other than Him? This is illogical. And remember the example we struck, the worldly example, that if you were hired by a company and they were taking care of you financially and otherwise, it is not acceptable that you go and produce work to the opposition, to a competing business. and you get money from your company, and then you go give them the product to another company. They're going to fire you, they're going to take away your money, they probably will kill you. Right? It's logical. Any human being would agree. If you were hired by this company, they're paying you for the material, they're paying you for your work, for your hard work, then when you actually put, you know, forth work, who is it supposed to go back to? Those who spend on you. Right? You can't go to another business and say, wallah, these guys have paid me a lot of money, but here, I'll give you my hard work. See, this is not acceptable. So the kafir is in this particular state, even more severe than that. Because they get everything from Allah, and then instead of giving what Allah deserves, which is really benefit for them, they give that to other than Allah. Who? Helpless and hopeless creation. Some idol that they need to clean with Windex, or some other, other whatever you call these things, detergents, in order to keep this idol clean that somebody carved, probably was drunk, smoking a cigarette while he was carving this god that soon will be put in a temple for people to worship him. And you know, remember the video we saw in the Catholic Church where they were bringing the idol or the statue of one of their, I believe it was Mary, peace be upon her, or some other god, and then it fell. The people carrying it slipped off his shoulder, and their god fell and it broke its head, and all of the church, like, all the people in the church, like the nuns, are sitting in the front about to have a heart attack. It's like none of these people realize that if this was God, probably he would have prevented the fall, or he would have flew when he was falling down or something along these lines. But people, they don't understand. So their god was broken, and the guy who dropped it ran away because he was afraid they're going to kill him or something. He said, man, I better get out of here, man. I killed these people's gods this morning. So people don't think, nah. So they worship some idol, some statue, or a human being, like Jesus, peace be upon him, which, is also blasphemy. So, this is what is intended by Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, which leads to Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. And this is a methodology that you should also apply in your da'wah. Okay? Because when you just try to find common terms. Not that you're going to focus that they approve of Allah being the Rabb. Everybody does almost. But you use this to bring him on to your side. Once they acknowledge that, then you remind them. Say, then how are you worshipping other than him? So inshallah, maybe this will be effective with some. وفي اختلاف الليل والنهار, and in the alternation of the night and the day, وهو تعاقبهما على الدوام إذا ذهب أحدهما خلفه الآخر, and it is a fact that they alternate continuously. When one goes, the other comes. Right? When the day goes, the night comes. When the night comes, the day. When the night goes, the day comes, and so on and so forth, like this all the time. وفي اختلافهما في الحر والبرد والتوسط وفي الطول والقصر والتوسط. عجيب. And in their difference or their variation in the heat and the coldness, and توسط, I don't know what the Shaykh intends by that. وفي الطول والقصر, and the middle phase, يعني not too hot, not too cold, rather that acceptable temperature. Similarly, in the length, the duration of the day being longer than the night, and during the summer and winter, how they change the actually duration of the night versus the day, and at-tawassut, also the middle phase where it is equal. They're not really, one is much longer than the other. وَمَا يَنْشَأُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْفُصُولِ الَّتِي بِهَا انْتِظَامُ مَصَالِحِ بَنِي آدَمَ وَحَيَوَانَاتِهِمْ. And also what is produced as a result of the alternation of the night and the day are what we know as seasons. How many seasons do we have?
Two.
Not here. How many seasons do we have?
Four.
Two? MashaAllah. Alaykum salam. Who said two? Two seasons?
Yeah.
What? Summer and winter? What happened to spring and fall, Yasir? Alaykum
salam.
I'm not going to ask you anything anymore. It's being recorded, man. They're going to think I'm somewhere else. Allah yadikum. There are four seasons, man. Hey, and what up? Well, maybe in this country there's only one.
it's summer all the time, really, and it just gets more hot or less, a little hot, but at the end of the day, it's almost always summer.
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal.
طيب. So the Shaykh said also then the seasons that we get as a result of the alternation of the night and the day, which contain benefits for the children of Adam and their animals. وَجَمِيعُ مَا عَلَى وَجِّ الْأَرْضِ مِنْ أَشْجَارٍ وَنَوَابِتٍ. And whatever is upon the earth from trees and vegetation. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ بِانْتِظَامٍ وَتَدْبِيرٍ وَتَسْخِيرٍ تَنْبَهِرُ لَهُ الْعُقُولِ. All this it's systemized, and it is regulated, and it is made to submit to the benefit of the children of Adam, which just amazes the mind. It's just overwhelming to the brain. وَتَعْزَزُ عَنْ إِدْرَاكِهِ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ الْفُحُولِ. And the most intelligent of people are unable to really understand the essence of this sophistication. They're unable to really grasp how detailed, how perfect this order is of Allah Azza wa Jal. ما يدل ذلك على قدرة مصرفها وعلمه وحكمته ورحمته الواسعة ولطفه الشامل ولطفه الشامل, which indicate the omnipotence of the one who has arranged it in this fashion, his knowledge, his wisdom, his vast mercy, and his gentleness that encompasses everything. وتصريفه وتدبيره الذي تفرد به الذي تفرد به, and him arranging or regulating the affairs which that no one can do but Allah. He's the only one who عز وجل does it in this fashion. الذي تفرد به وعظمته وعظمة ملكه وسلطانه, and the greatness of Allah and the greatness of Allah's sovereignty, and you know, being the one in control, the owner. مما يوجب أن يؤله ويعبد ويفرد بالمحبة والتعظيم والخوف والرجاء وبذل الجهد في محابه ومراضيه, which all necessitate that he should be worshipped, and we should become subservient to him. He should be singled out in true love, sincere love, in magnification, fear and hope, and striving with all the things that you can to seek Allah's, or to attain Allah's, acquire Allah's love and His pleasure. This is what is expected of us. Wallahu al-musta'an ala halina. وفي الفلك التي تجري في البحر وهي السفن والمراكب ونحوها مما ألهم الله عباده صنعتها. And the ships that travel upon the ocean, or the, you know, like the ark of Nuh alayhi salam, beginning from him and then moving on. The Shaykh said these are like the boats and all kinds of, you know, the ships and the boats and things of this nature which Allah had inspired His servants to manufacture. It's Allah who inspired them. It's not like people just brought, came. No one puts together anything unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had willed it first. So any gadget that you see in this world was only put together and manufactured by some human being because Allah had willed it and He allowed them to reach the state. We don't do these things individually. Hey, be it the invention of electricity, or you know, using the phone by, you know, Bell and these people, anything like that, it was by Allah for the benefit of the creation. And alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. وخلق لهم من الآلات الداخلية والخارجية ما أقدرهم عليها ثم سخر لها هذا البحر العظيم والرياح التي تحملها بما فيها من الركاب والأموال والبضائع. And also whatever Allah had created for them from machinery, whether within the ocean or outside, which helped them utilize this great ocean. This great ocean, and then Allah had facilitated for them the wind, which allowed these boats to move, carrying passengers, wealth, and merchandise. And it's amazing if you really look at it. A big old boat moving on water. Alaykum salam. Right? Can you walk on water?
No.
Can anyone walk on water here?
No.
If so, please leave this class. I mean, maybe that's magic. That's the only thing that we know, like, is that people can walk on water, like these crazy people. Otherwise, you can't walk on water. But have you ever thought this huge ship, like the Titanic, how can something, subhanAllah, so big, move on the surface of water? Or if you put your finger like this and your hand will go in. It's not like solid. So this is ajeeb. This is amazing that your brain gets puzzled. Now, of course, the scientists, you know, in science, they try to see, they say the density and so on and so forth. But who made this happen this way? Who put it together in this fashion? It's Allah's will, not otherwise. So subhanAllah, yani, it's something really that is amazing to the mind. So how these boats carry this merchandise and wealth and people and just they go, which benefits the people. And that which helps them maintain their well-being, وَتَنْظِيمْ مَعَيْشِهِمْ, and arranging their livelihood. فَمَنْ الَّذِي أَلْهَمَهُمْ صُنْعَتَهَا وَأَقْدَرَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا وَخَلَقَ لَهُمْ مِنَ الْأَلَاتِ مَا بِهِ يَعْمَلُونَ. So who is the one who inspired them to manufacture them and gave them the ability to actually carry that out and created for them the machinery that they use, like even the boats, the Shaykh al-Masjid. أَمَّنِ الَّذِي سَخَّرَ لَهَا الْبَحْرِ تَجْرِ بِهِ بِإِذْنِهِ وَتَسْخِيرِهِ وَالْرِيَاحِ. Or who is the one who had made the ocean يعني usable. سَخَّرَ لَهَا الْبَحْرِ, meaning he made the ocean feasible for you to actually travel upon. And also the winds therein. أَمَّنِ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لِلْمَرَاكِبِ الْبَرِّيَّةِ وَالْبَحْرِيَّةِ النَّارِ وَالْمَعَادِنِ المعين على حملها وحمل ما فيها من الأموال. Or who is the one who created for these boats, whether the earthly boats, يعني which is basically the markab, is whatever you ride on, cars and trucks and buses and so on and so forth. والمعادن المعينة, and different kind of metal that helps the people actually travel. So even now, and somebody may say that the current, you know, boats now they have an engine, right? And that engine, we no longer need the wind in essence to travel. Well, first your engine may go bad, and still boats come with some sort of a backup plan in case that the engine goes out or you run out of out of gas. You still need the wind to move. Secondly, even if we're going to say the engine, who allowed you to make the engine? Who inspired the people to come up with this advanced means of travel? It's still Allah. So it is, we're still in the same realm, يعني. طيب, فهل هذا, هل هذه الأمور حصلت اتفاقا? Did these things come together as it with a pre-agreement that everybody agreed that we're going to do it in this fashion? No. أم استقل بعملها هذا المخلوق الضعيف العاجز الذي خرج من بطن أمه لا علم له ولا قدرة? Or was it all done by this hopeless, helpless creation which came out of the belly of his mother, who has no power, no knowledge, no ability to do anything? ثُمَّ خَلَقَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ الْقُدْرَ وَعَلَّمُهُ مَا يَشَاءَ تَعْلِيمُهُ. Then Allah is the one who created for him this ability, and he taught him whatever Allah willed. عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ الَّذِي عَلَّمَ بِالْقَلَمِ عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. The one who taught by the pen, taught the man that which he did not know. Ar-Rahman, علم القرآن, خلق الإنسان. The scholars say Allah put forth the ilm before the creation. علم القرآن, he taught the Quran. So any knowledge that one has is in essence from Allah. That's why the scholars say, don't get too proud of yourself. Okay, which is not allowed. But don't think that you're someone special. Because if Allah willed, everything you have will be erased. And you will be with a 0 gigabyte memory. You can't do anything on your own. Individually, you have no means to recall any ayah or any hadith except by the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that's why the scholars, the more knowledge they have, the more they think that they're nothing. Because they realize that I really don't know anything. And I remember one of the mashayikh, he was asked, he said, they told him, Shaykh, you know, how did you reach this level? MashaAllah, yani he's a Shaykh, he's a alim, yani with the full meaning of this the statement. And he didn't even mention himself. He praised Allah from the moment they asked him until he was done. It's Allah who does, it's Allah who allows the tongue to speak, it's Allah who does. He, as if he had nothing to do with it. As if he was just sitting down and just Allah gave him the knowledge. Of course he strove. But he doesn't see that. You know, he sees the favor of Allah upon him. Similarly, when Allah bestows a favor upon you, don't think it's because you're special. Okay, it's Allah who's special. You're just a regular person whom Allah has bestowed His favors upon. So then you become grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, and if you are grateful, Allah will increase you. وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And your Lord has proclaimed that if you show gratefulness, I will increase you. And so that should be our attitude, just in case lest the shaitan will come and fool someone that he became Shaykh al-Islam and he's far away from being a Shaykh, let alone in Islam. طيب أم المسخر أم المسخر لذلك رب واحد حكيم عليم لا يعجزه شيء. Or is the one who has actually done all this is one Lord who's unique, who's wise, who's omnipotent. Nothing can stand against Allah. Nothing is too difficult for Allah Azza wa Jal. When Maryam, when she was given the glad tidings of a son, what did she say? أنا يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أكو بغية. How can I have a son when no man has ever touched me, huh? And I was never unchaste? What did Jibreel say? قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين. He said, said your Lord, it is easy for me. So then you explain to the Christian this idea that Jesus was conceived without the interference of a male is something easy for Allah. What's the big deal? Adam came with no father and no mother, and no one complained and said that Jesus is the son of Adam, is the son of God, Adam is your salvation, you must worship Adam. Nobody made a big deal, although that's a big deal. Adam compared to Jesus. Jesus had a mother. So you use this kind of analogy with the Christians in order to let them understand this is easy for Allah. Why are you making a big deal out of it? It's easy for Allah. إِذَا قَضَى أَمْرًا فَإِنَّمَا يَقُولُ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. If Allah decrees a matter, He simply says to it, be, and it is. خلاص. It's as simple as that. وَلَا يَمْتَنِعُ عَلَيْهِ شَيْءٍ بَلِ الْأَشْيَاءِ قَدَّانَتْ لِرُبُوبِيَّتِهِ وَاسْتَكَانَتْ لِعَظَمَتِهِ وَخَضَعَتْ لِجَبَرُوتِهِ. And nothing is able to go against the will of Allah. Rather, things, everything has been is subservient to Allah's lordship and is humbled to Allah's greatness and is in a state of submissiveness to the might of Allah Azza wa Jal. وغاية العبد الضعيف أن جعله الله جزءا من أجزاء الأسباب التي بها وجدت هذه الأمور العظام. The most that we can say concerning this weak slave is that Allah only made him a part of the many parts of reasons which Allah has brought about all of these great things. And you're just part of the whole equation. You're not the equation. You're not the one who put the equation together. You don't have these things. You're simply part of it. You're only one of the reasons that Allah allowed to exist. So everything will be in the fashion we see today. فهذا يدل على رحمتي على رحمة الله وعنايته بخلقه. This indicates the mercy of Allah and how He takes care of His creation. وذلك يوجب أن تكون المحبة أو أن تكون المحبة كلها له والخوف والرجاء وجميع الطاعة والذل والتعظيم أو الذل والتعظيم. So that necessitates that all love should be dedicated to Him, and fear, and hope, and every act of worship, and humility, and magnification, magnifying Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مِنْ مَاءٍ. And what Allah has sent down from the skies, as water. Now this ayah and others are used by Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah to refute those who say that Allah is everywhere. Why? Because Allah said that He sends down the heavens from the sama. طيب, does the rain come from the sama?
Yes.
No?
Sama, in the sky.
Yeah, the rain comes from the sky or from the clouds? From the clouds. But Allah said that He sends down rain from the... Yani if there's no cloud, can it rain?
No.
But that's the sky. So that's why the scholars, many of them, are of the opinion that sama is from sumu, anything that is above. So when we say that Allah Azza wa Jal is fawq as-sama, meaning he is in a state of transcendency, being above and not in the sama.
how did you define the sky and the clouds?
Which clouds is sahab, and sama is sky, and the sahab is in the sama, and the rain comes from the clouds. But Allah says in the Quran, it comes from the sama, meaning from above, not from the sky. The sky doesn't rain. The clouds that are in the sky rain. Confusing? Maybe later after the dance, inshallah, we could. Sometimes I bring trouble to myself. I can't keep quiet. Alhamdulillah. طيب وهو المطر النازل من السحاب. The Shaykh said, and it is the rain that falls from the clouds. فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها. So he gave life to the earth. Therein after it was in a state of يعني lack of vegetation, death. بعد موتها, as if it was dead, because nothing is being produced from the earth. فأظهرت من أنواع الأقوات وأصناف النبات ما هو من ضرورات الخلائق التي لا يعيشون بدونها. So after that, then it produces various forms of vegetation and grains, food يعني, that it is necessity for people to survive. People, we cannot survive without food. And the food is brought from the earth and from the trees, and everything is basically due to the cycle of, you know, the rain and the whole thing of vegetation growing with the sun and the water and so on and so forth and pollination. Hey, أليس ذلك دليلا على قدرة من أنزله وأخرج به ما أخرج ورحمته ورزقه بعباده وقيامه بمصالحهم وشدة افتقارهم وضرورتهم إليه من كل وجه. Is that not an indication or an evidence about the omnipotence of the one who sent the rain down, and he produced what he produced thereof, wa rahmati, and his mercy and his gentleness and his mercy towards his servants. Lutfi bi'ibadi mean being gentle, being kind towards his servants, and maintaining that which benefits them while they are in a state of need, major state of need, and they need him from every way, shape, or form, and from every angle. And I just seen on the one of the news on the internet, they said in India, they called it what did they call it? A'udhu billah, this is kuffar, man. They call it the cursed drought, you know, something along these lines. And they got all these people, you know, complaining that it hasn't rained in so long. And these people in this part of the country, predominantly the whole country lives based on vegetation. And they don't have any other means except natural rain. They don't have the actual, you know, underground, you know, basically, yes. Everybody's happy now that they know this one? Gonna tell it to me 15 times? Finish, but I don't want to talk about this one, I'm talking about something else. The, whatchamacallit? Now you made me forget. Allah yadikum.
Canals?
Aywa, like the underground water, it's like artificial kind of watering, not the one that comes from the sky. Anyways, okay? Basically, they're saying that if it does not rain, then these people will be destroyed. They have no food, they have absolutely no means of survival unless it rains naturally. That's the only way, that they have no other means of bringing water to that area. So with that said, they call that drought a curse. And indeed Allah cursed them because they don't believe in Him. You see? And they don't have what istisqa. And they don't, if they were to turn to repentance to Allah, wouldn't rain come?
Sure.
What is the evidence for that? Yeah, but where is the evidence from the Quran that if you seek istighfar, rain will come? Anyone? Come on, it's famous. Remember a man came to Hassan al-Basri, told him, "Ya Shaykh, I don't have, you know, a lot of money." He said, "Do istighfar." Another one came, said, "Ya Shaykh, you know, drought, man, we need rain." He said, "Do istighfar." Another one said, "I don't have any children." He said, "Do istighfar." So the people said, "No, what's wrong with you? Every time somebody asks you a question, you tell him, do istighfar, do istighfar." So what did he say? He said, "Did you not read the statement of Allah? وَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا." Surah Nuh. And Nuh told his people, verily seek forgiveness of Allah, He is the all-forgiving. If you do so, He will send down rain abundantly. And He will aid you with amwal wa awlad, with wealth and with children. And He will give you rivers and so on and so forth. So he said, an evidence that if you want all of these, you do istighfar. But these people, instead of returning to Allah, whom they should know is that He is the one who sends down rain, they disbelieve in Him and they worship a cow or otherwise alongside with Him, and then they wonder why they're having these particular sufferings. And when Muslims are also sinful and we do istisqa, we also don't get rain, because people have to repent. Everybody has to repent individually, and sometimes people are deprived because of the sins of some. So that's why we should enjoin the good and forbid the evil. When you see someone sinning, you have to stop them. Otherwise, if that corruption spreads, we will all be destroyed. One of the wise Prophet ﷺ asked him, he said, will we be destroyed? وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ And amongst us are the righteous. He said, yes, if the corruption is overwhelming. If the corruption spreads and no one does anything, yes, even the righteous people will be destroyed among the wicked people. So يعني, whenever you see someone smoking, talk to him. You see someone looking at a woman, talk to him. You see someone doing any kind of violation, and you don't need to be a alim, scholar, you just need to know knowledge, have knowledge about that very issue, speak to the person. Don't feel shy, and don't be afraid of anyone. Enjoy the good and forbid the evil, inshallah. Tayyib. What was the word that you guys were telling me again so I can memorize it? No, yours. Mine, I forgot it. Irrigation?
Yes.
Which is what? So the underground water to... Oh, this is the word?
Yes.
Irrigation? But are there any tubes or hose or... That's the one. So either, okay, so who works here in this field of you know, who works in the agriculture? Huh? Plumber? Huh? Only Yusuf? Yusuf Kito? Tayyib. Inshallah, later I'll get the spelling from you. Tayyib. فأظهرت من أنواع الأقوات. نعم, we mentioned that. أي أما يوجب ذلك أن يكون هو معبودهم وإلههم, أليس ذلك دليلا على إحياء الموتى ومجازاتهم بأعمالهم. Does that not necessitate that Allah should be their object of worship, the one that they are servants, the one that they become servants to, and their God, meaning al-ma'luh, meaning the one who's deified, from, you know, to be deified, to be worshipped in truth? Is that not an evidence that Allah will bring the dead back to life, and He will recompense them for their deeds? And this is one of the evidence that Allah used against the kuffar, who claimed that there will be no resurrection. Say, look man, you see resurrection every day. Every day it rains and vegetation grows. This is a live example of resurrection. So if Allah is doing this on daily basis all around the world, why wouldn't Allah be able to bring the creation back? So this is very logical. The other refutation that Allah mentioned in the Quran is that the one who created you the first time is able to bring you back again. Actually, the second is easier than the first. Reassembling something that was already assembled but broke apart is easier than bringing something, assembling something for the first time altogether, because you've seen it before and you know what it looks like. So it's just common sense. وَبَثَّ فِيهَا أي في الأرض من كل دابة أي نشر في أقطار الأرض من الدواب المتنوعة ما هو دليل على قدرته وعظمته ووحدانيته وسلطانه العظيم. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread in all surfaces or all areas of the earth various animals. Or dabba is actually anything that moves upon the earth. مما يدب على الأرض. Anything that strikes the ground with its feet is considered a dabba. And so human beings are also included in that. Anything that walks upon the earth is a dabba. What all of these are indications about the omnipotence of Allah, His greatness and His uniqueness and His great authority. وَسَخَّرَهَا لِلنَّاسِ يَنْتَفِعُونَ بِهَا بِجَمِيعِ وُجُوهِ الْإِنْتِفَاعِ. And He also made these creation subservient to the human beings, where You benefit them in every way, in every possible way. فَمِنْهَا مَا يَأْكُلُونَ مِنْ لَحْمِهِ وَيَشْرَبُونَ مِنْ دَرِّهِ. So among these animals are that which they eat from its flesh, and others they drink from its milk or whatever it produces. وَمِنْهَا مَا يَرْكَبُونَ. And others you ride, right? The animals, it's amazing. وَمِنْهَا مَا هُوَ سَاعٍ فِي مَصَالِحِهِمْ وَحِرَاسَتِهِمْ. Others are aiding them in what is beneficial for them, like the hunting dog, for example, or the dog that, you know, that stays with the shepherd, that keeps the sheep from going away, and also as means of protection and guarding them.
That we can also include honey.
I'm sorry?
That we can also include honey.
There is whatever is like basically produced. So maybe Allahu Alam it will include. But I don't know if we could consider the bees as a dabba.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Allahu Alam.
Okay.
We'll see if the Shaykh will elaborate on that. وَمِنَّا مَا يُعْتَبَرْ بِهِ. And others are just things that you just reflect upon. Some of the creation of Allah. Some things that you don't necessarily use, but when you see them you say, SubhanAllah, some animals are really amazing. Whether in the ocean or on land. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ بَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ فَإِنَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَالْقَائِمْ بِأَرْزَاقِهِمْ الْمُتَكَفِّلْ بِأَقْوَاتِهِمْ. And others, وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ بَثَّ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلِّ دَابَّ. And others that He has made يعني different species upon earth. And it is Allah who maintains their sustenance and He guarantees their provision. فَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا وَيَعْلَمُ مُسْتَقَرَّهُ مُسْتَوْدَعَهُ. There isn't anything that travels upon the earth except that its sustenance with Allah, and He knows its place of rest, and He knows its place of everything. Every intricate detail is known to Allah. And the bird will leave in the morning with an empty stomach, and it will come back with food for itself and for its little chicks, the little babies. So subhanallah al-azim. وَفِي تَصْرِيفِ الرِّيَاحِ بَارِدَ وَحَارَّ وَجَنُوبًا وَشِمَالًا وَشَرْقًا وَدُبُورًا وَبَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. And the actual wind, right? Be it cold or hot, going south, north, up and south or north, or west or in back and forth, in whichever direction. وَتَارَةً تَثِيرُ السَّحَابِ. At times it maneuvers the clouds, right? It forces the clouds to accumulate in order to bring rain. وَتَارَةً تُؤَلِّفُ بَيْنَهَا وَتَارَةً تُلْطِحَهُ. At times it, you know, this is all science that is beyond me from how rain is produced. وَتَارَةً تَدُرُّهُ وَتَارَةً تُمَزِّقُهُ. And sometimes it rips apart a cloud. وَتُزِيلُ ضَرَرَهُ. And it removes its harm. وَتَارَةً تَكُونُ رَحْمَةً. And at times wind is mercy from Allah. وَتَارَةً تُرْسَلُ بِالْعَذَابِ. And at times it is sent with the punishment. With the punishment and pain. فَمَنَ الَّذِي صَرَّفَ هَذَا التَّصْرِيفِ وَأَوْدَعَ فهذا التصريف وأودع فيها من منافع العباد ما لا يستغنون عنه. So who is the one who allows it to function in this particular way, who sends the wind in this way, and he has placed the benefit in it for his creation, where they are and they cannot feel self-sufficient or independent of Allah. وسخرها ليعيشوا فيها جميع الحيوانات وتصلح الأبدان والأشجار والحبوب والنوابت إلا العزيز الحكيم اللطيف بعباده المستحق لكل ذل وخضوع ومحبة وإنابة وعبادة. And then he made it beneficial for the animals and for the human physical bodies, the trees, the grains and the vegetation. It is Allah. None has done this except the Almighty, the All-Wise, the Most Beneficent, the Most Gentle to His servants, that deserves all humility and submissiveness and love and turning towards Him and worship. وَفِي تَسْخِيرِ السَّحَابِ بَيْنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ عَلَى خِفَّتِهِ وَلَطَفَتِهِ يَحْمِلُ الْمَاءَ الْكَثِيرِ. and in the benefit or in the cloud, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the cloud a source of benefit for us. And it travels between the sky and the earth. Right? Sometimes when you're flying in an airplane, you'll be above the clouds. You go above the clouds. Sometimes you go in the cloud. Although it is very light, the clouds are very light, very gentle. يَحْمِلُ الْمَاءَ الْكَثِيرِ Yet it carries abundance of water. SubhanAllah, this cloud carries all this water, but it's very light that you can even go through it. فَيَسُوقُهُ اللَّهُ إِلَى حَيْثُ يَشَاءُ فَيُحْيِي بِهِ الْبِلَادُ وَالْعِبَادُ وَيَرْوِي التَّلُولُ وَالْوِهَادُ So Allah sends it to wherever He wishes, Azza wa Jal. So He revives the earth and the servants, and He quenches their thirst, and He also waters the valleys and the hills and the mountains and so on and so forth. وَيُنْزِلُ عَلَى الْخَلْقِ وَقْتَ حَاجَتِهِمْ إِلَيْهِ And He sends it at the time where they need it the most, when they are in dire need of water. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَضُرُّهُمْ كَثْرَتُهُ أَمْسَكَهُ عَنْهُمْ And if abundance of rain is harmful, then Allah will stop the rain from going down. As it happened to Prophet ﷺ when he was given khutbah on Jumu'ah, and a man came in and he said, O Messenger of Allah, our vegetation is dying, we're suffering, ask Allah to give us rain. He made Salatul Istisqa in Jumu'ah. And then the Sahaba said he did not go down off the minbar except that water was trickling from his beard. And they said there was nothing in the sky. There was nothing in the sky. All of a sudden, clouds started to come together and it rained right then and there. Then the next Friday, it continued to rain the whole week until they said, some of the Sahaba said the same man, others said another one came and said, Oh Messenger of Allah, we're drowning. It's a lot of rain. Ask Allah to stop the rain. The Prophet ﷺ made dua again and then the rain stopped. So it's Allah who sends it and He stops it according to the need of the servants. فما أعظم سلطانه وأغزر إحسانه وألطف امتنانه So how great is His authority and how abundant is His goodness and how gentle is His favors upon His servants. أليس من القبيح بالعباد أن يتمتعوا برزقه ويعيشوا ببره وهم يستعينون بذلك على مساقطه ومعاصيه Isn't it not unacceptable or repulsive from the creation, from the servants, that they utilize and they enjoy the provision and the sustenance of Allah and they live through Allah's mercy, but then they use the same provision in order to disobey Him, in order to attain His anger and to disobey Him with this very ni'mah, bounty that Allah gave them, they use it to disbelieve in Him and to disobey Him Azza wa Jal. أليس ذلك دليلا على حلمه وصبره وعفوه وصفحه وعظيم لطفه فله الحمد أولا وآخرا وباطنا وظاهرا Isn't that an indication about the mercy of Allah and His patience and the fact that He's the one who pardons and does not hold people to account for everything that they do and the greatness of the mercy of Allah and His gentleness Otherwise, if Allah was to treat the people accordingly, as Allah says in the Quran, He wouldn't leave on the surface of earth a single thing alive. If Allah was to deal with the creation according to their sins, we would all be gone. But it is the mercy, the patience of Allah Azza wa Jal that He gives them a chance. He continues to sustain them. Perhaps they will turn and repent this one day. Perhaps their affair will change. So all praise is due to Allah first and last. And inwardly and outwardly. والحاصل أنه كلما تدبر العاقل في هذه المخلوقات وتغلغل فكره في بدائع المبتدعات أو المبتدعات وازداد تأمله للصنعة The Sheikh said the bottom line is, in summary, the more the rational person will reflect upon his creation and he will be thinking in depth about the intricate details of the innovation and innovation in the creation of Allah, how He brought things from nothing. Was that, and then he reflects more upon the perfection of that product, which is the heavens and the earth and the human beings. وَمَا أَوْدَعَ فِيهَا مِنْ لَطَائِفِ الْبِرْ وَالْحِكْمَةِ And whatever Allah has placed therein from amazing, from His mercy and his goodness towards his servants, from the mercy of Allah and his goodness towards the servants and his wisdom. عَلِمَ بِذَلِكَ أَنَّا خُلِقَتْ لِلْحَقِّ وَبِالْحَقِّ. Then you will know that it was created in truth and for the truth. It was created for, meaning, not in vain. Right? Allah told us in the Quran that the people who think that Allah has made this abathan, huh, is something that is not befitting. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تَرْجِعُونَ. Allah says, do you think then that we have created all this in vain, huh? Just as for play, and that to us you shall not return. فَتَعَالَ اللَّهُ الْمَلِكُ الْحَقِّ. So high above is Allah, the sovereign, the truth. So does that befit the majesty of Allah that He will make all of these? And we only touched upon the surfaces. We were only scratching the surface. All of these for nothing? For you to come and have some entertainment and get married and have some children and khalas? There's nothing beyond that? It's impossible. All these indicate that there's something great that is behind all this. There's accountability and there's hell and Jannah. There's Jannah and Jahannam. And you know, we're going to wind up in one of these two. وأنها صحائف آيات وكتب دلالات على ما أخبر الله به ما أخبر به الله عن نفسه ووحدانيته وما أخبر به الرسل من اليوم الآخر. And all these are sheets of signs and books of indications about what Allah had told us about Himself, عليكم السلام, and about His oneness and uniqueness, and what the messengers had told us about the last day. وأنها مسخرات ليس لها تدبير ولا استعصاء على مدبرها ومصرفها. And that it is all subservient to Allah. It has no share of regulating or arranging the affairs, nor can it reject or object to anything that Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded it, the creation that is. فتعرف أن العالم العلوي والسفلي كلهم إليه مفتقرون وإليه صامدون. Then you will know that the world that is upstairs, meaning the angels, al-ulwi meaning the one that is above, wasufli those who are upon earth, yani the angels who are strong creation of Allah, and the human beings and the jinn and otherwise, all of them are poor to Allah. All of them are in need of Allah. Wa ilayhi samidun, and to Him they depend on sustenance. And samidun is from the word samad. And they said, the scholars, one of the definitions of samad is he who the creation depends on while he depends on none. Samad, sometimes translated as absolute, and often the comprehensive meaning according to the ulama, Allahu samad is the one whom the creation depends on as it and needs, while he needs not his creation nor does he depend on them. صامدون وأنه الغني بالذات عن جميع المخلوقات فلا إله إلا الله ولا رب سواه. And that he is the self-sufficient عز وجل from all of his creation. He does not need any of them. So there is no God worthy of worship except Allah, and there is no Lord except Him. There is no true Lord. And رب is more than Lord. Lord is a very limited meaning that is also used by the Christians often to describe Jesus. So some of the scholars prefer that you don't use Lord because it does not really give the full meaning. Lord is a lot more than that. It's the cherisher, sustainer, provider, regulator, fair, creator, all of the things that we know from the names and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. But for convenience, some people say Lord, and if the people know the word Rabb, then you use the word Rabb. Anyways, with that we will conclude inshaAllah ta'ala. Next week, bi'idhnillah, if we all remain alive, we'll be dealing with the fundamental verse of Tawheed and Da'wah in particular, because this is an ayah that we can use and associate with other biblical verses to prove to the Christians that it is Allah who deserves to be worshipped. There are biblical verses that are in harmony with this ayah and the Quran. And so if you wish to have some 165 inshallah next week, if you wish to know how to deal with those, then join us next week. هذا والله تعالى أعلم وأحكم. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.